Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your network owner and host, Miss Michelle E. Alford. Is my name and my pen name is Poetic Energy, but I'm going to wear my life coach hat this evening, so I'm going to go by my government name. And we are definitely looking forward to tonight's discussion this evening. The topic for this evening is, why do men want to marry wholesome women but fool around with loose women? Here to join me this evening, I have a very special guest that's just going to join me in our topic discussion this evening. He's going to be a host on our network station, and that is none other than Mr. Lamar Staples. I'm going to connect him right in so he can join me live on the air. Good evening, Lamar. How are you? Good evening, Lamar. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I got so many people so excited about tonight's topic this evening. And
a lot of people got a lot to say. Yeah, it's one of those spicy topics right here that a lot of people... Yeah, I got opinions on them. I'm anxious to hear them.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of topics that kind of really just gets you, you know, engaged into some heavy conversation because it's a relative question. You know, a lot of times that, you know, people are, you know, they want to talk about things, but it's not always a central place where people can just engage in conversations and not be judged, you know, because they want to ask the question. And this is what this format is really all about, is, you know, giving people different options to, you know, a place where to they can engage in conversation and get answers and really have somewhat of a support circle where they can, you know, just, you know, ask the questions that they want to ask and perhaps get them answered or, you know, get some light shed on the situation. I'm just going to get it started because we have so many people that are RSVP for the event this evening, but we only have an hour, so we got to just, you know, dive right in. Again, the topic for this evening is, why do men want to marry wholesome women but fool around with loose women? And Lamar, you know, from a male's point of view, I want you to get it started, you know, and attempting to answer this question because I know a lot of sisters hit me up on Facebook and said this was a great topic and they want to hear a male's perspective. So what is your take on this?
Well, let's look at it like this. Women, when they're attracted to a man, she might think to herself, oh, he looks nice. When a man is attracted to a woman, he thinks, I want to have sex. That's the way God made man, for one. It doesn't mean that you're a dog. It doesn't mean you have to pursue it or you're going to. It means that's what we think. When we see women that we're attracted to, we want to have sex with them because we don't want to have sex with women we're not attracted to. So men, one reason men cheat, but I wouldn't say that it's right to cheat, but one reason is because the woman, she probably doesn't want to do everything. It might be something that's in the bedroom that she might look at as too freaky, too nasty, and she doesn't want to be too open-minded. And, so men have needs and he might go elsewhere. I mean, because there is always somebody out there that's going to do what your spouse doesn't want to do. But, I mean, you have to get with somebody that's sexually compatible and open-minded. I mean, they say, well, I have needs. This is what I like doing and like having done. So, I mean, if you're with it, I mean, let's do it. But if not, I mean, that still doesn't give, I mean, isn't a just reason to cheat. But that's one of the main reasons. Another reason is because you're selfish. You're having sex with your woman and you want to have sex with every other woman on top of that.
Well, that's interesting that you said that because one of the people on Facebook said that you know, men want to have their cake and eat it too, and so this is one of the reasons why. But I really want to get down to the core of why they, you know, choose to. You touched on one part of it is that, you know, perhaps that it's something that their partner, their lifetime partner, don't want to engage in sexually. So that's just one aspect of tonight's topic is that, you know, sexually, I do feel like you brought out a valid point that you do have to be considered the sexual compatibility of your partner, because there are some things that, you know, depending on how far advanced, you know, your partner is as opposed to you, and a lot of people don't like to talk about these things, but it's relative in a relationship, in the bond of relationship. Love alone is not just enough to keep a relationship together. It's encompassing of many different things in a relationship to make it work. And I think that a lot of times people don't even consider the sexuality. They think, oh, that's something natural. Everybody knows how to do it. But, yeah, everybody may know how to have sex, but not everyone knows how to please the next person. And so that is definitely something to consider when you're in a partner. But really, the question is, why do men want to marry wholesome women? You know, I really want to get a male perspective on why is it that you guys want to marry wholesome women, but, you know, just, you know, go out and do whatever. You know, considering all the facts, it's not a part of just about the sexuality.
Because forbidden fruit tastes good. Forbidden fruit, something you're not supposed to do. Just like my wife, I would rather my wife to be like a sweet, nice lady and conservative and everything. But like, they want her to be that and a freaking. They don't want. I mean, there's so many different things you can expect. I mean, you could get someone close to everything that you want her to be. But I mean, it's forbidden fruit. Something you're not supposed to do. It's more fun, and a lot of people get into relationships, and they get bored. They grow apart. They don't grow together. They grow apart. And then you have too much of a routine life. I mean, as a woman becomes a mother, she's working. She becomes a mother. It's a big job and a mother, working and being a wife. She probably doesn't do everything she used to do to get you. I mean, so she already got you. Maybe she got comfortable and thinks she already got you. But, like, you have to keep the flame burning. You have to keep the flame burning. She has to be attracted. She has to keep you attracted to make you want to have sex with her. Like, some people just lose themselves and get comfortable. Like, this. Some of my friends, I haven't been to see my wife in sexy clothes in years. She just wears house clothes all the time. They didn't got so comfortable together. They're like, and then you want her to do all this and that in the bed, but she don't want to do it. But it's a freak down the street that will do all of it. I want to say, don't leave your wife for her, but like, I see why like a man would go down the street and get that taken care of and then come back home.
Well,
I've seen a lot of people.
Just...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've seen a lot of people leave a dime for a nickel. That happens a lot. I don't know. Some people move backwards, don't even see it. But when they realize it, they probably will never even admit it.
Absolutely. That's funny that you say that. You know, so it sounds like you're from a male perspective, you're saying it really boils down to sexuality. You know, in a nutshell, it just really boils down to that. But I think on from a woman's perspective that it deals with so much more. There is so much more involved in this topic alone. Because men, it's asking if men, why do men want to marry wholesome women? Because there's a lot of men, they want to go out in and do this thing, and this goes back to one of our responders on Facebook who said that men want their cake and eat it too. Perhaps that, you know, that is a little bit of, you know, a little bit valid in some cases. However, I don't think that, you know, it's the truth for all men. I think that a lot of times men, they marry, there are men who have certain statuses and images to uphold. So they choose partners based on their images. Just say, you know, let's use the first lady and the president. President Obama would not be married to someone that, you know, that frequents the club. He has an image to uphold, you know what I mean? He would not just marry any woman. And I think that's what, you know, I'm trying to get down to the core of that. Men base their choices on choosing wholesome women because it could be because of status, it's because they do want somebody that they can trust, that they can love, and all of these things. I wrote down a few key points in reading. I'm going to read a couple of these things because it goes and coincides with our discussion for this evening. One is men want to make a home eventually and are looking for a woman who will be a willing sharer in the home life. Women with a social lifestyle are attracted because they can be relied upon to keep the social diary running in a long-term relationship. You want to have somebody in the relationship. You know, you want to be able to, you know, let's use the first lady and the president again, that you know, he could not just have any wife being beside him as being the president and holding that status. And men, a lot of men do want those relationships where they can have a strong bond, they can love someone, they can build a long-time relationship. However, then when it gets to, like you said earlier about the sex, it becomes routine and something that, you know, you're looking for more, you're looking for variety, you're looking for spontaneity, and you're looking for, you know, some type of creativity in the bedroom. And I think that dissolves a lot of relationships today and marriages because there's a lack of being able to inspire your partner in the bedroom. And I think a lot of times when men decide they're going to marry somebody wholesome, they still within themselves want somebody, like you said, that is a freak in the bedroom, that is someone that can, you know, bring life into that moment. And a lot of times, you know, when we get married, we let it all go. We forget that the same thing it took for you to, you know, get your partner is going to take that and some more to keep your partner. And I think that, you know, it's a lot of elements that play a part in this discussion this evening because a lot of people don't really pay attention to them. They become complacent in their marriages and in their relationships because, you know, they figure, oh, well, I have the person now.
Mm-hmm.
And but going back to, you know, why do men want to marry wholesome women, I think that those are some of the things. Men do ultimately want somebody that they can build a great family with, and I mean those men that are truly, truly seeking, you know, a life partner, a lifetime partner. Not those who are just doing it because for the sake of doing it, you know, this you know, something that their age was, but I think it goes down to the core of things of understanding, you know, what you're really looking for in a partner and
making your decision.
Not everyday society. People are not marrying just for love anymore. It's a business decision these days when people are getting married. So I think that's one of the other reasons why men marry wholesome women is for a status, to maintain an image and a status, you know, in their social circles. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you got a point there. You kind of took the words right out of my mouth. You know, one thing I wanted to point out, a lot of people requirements, it's like some of them that should be just a bonus, they're all more mandatory for people. Like, let's say it was a chick I met in Cincinnati, and I asked her, what was she looking for in a man? She had named everything that shouldn't be mandatory. She named about, oh, sex got to be good, he gotta have pipe, he got to be sexy, he got to be this, and this, and that. She didn't say nothing about being a good man, good father, good to her, or nothing. Like, I mean, a lot of people's requirements, like some of them, it's just like a lot of people have expectations that's too high, just, I mean, way above themselves. It's like, it could be just like Life Jennings said, you could be a nickel looking for a dime. I mean, if you ain't got no job, no car, no house, and you say, oh, he got to have a job, car, and a house, your expectations too high. But one thing about sex with men is different with women. Men, it's nothing emotional about it. It's just physical. That's all it is. Like women, they is emotions. Men can have sex with their worst enemy as long as the sex is good, and it don't matter if his marriage is doing good or bad. I mean, if the sex is there available, I mean, that's how God made men, like dogs. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, if you out screwing everybody or out cheating, I mean, there's something wrong with that. But like when you see a big booty or boobs or whatever, ain't nothing wrong with that, because it always costs our mind. I mean, and a man will risk his whole family and everything he built with a good woman for a little quickie. I don't know. I mean, it's the way he made us. And that's the way we are. But, I mean, it doesn't mean, like, go ahead and do it. A woman thinks more about it. But a man, I've seen it many of the time, will risk, you know, built a nice, beautiful home and been married 10 years. And will risk it for a chick that's loose, ain't got nothing going for herself. This is a little 20-minute night, 20-minute little fun. It happens. But, I mean, everybody has different reasons. Different reasons. And some of them, I look at as excuses. But some of these reasons is a decent reason. I'm not condoning them to it, but, I mean...
I see that we have another caller that wants to chime in. Let's see what this other caller has to say. Caller from the 551 area code, you're on the air with Michelle E. Alford. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Bless Empress, how are you doing tonight?
Bless, how are you?
Yeah, I've been listening to this, and I'm saying that most people don't know their roles in life. A man and a woman have roles in life, and in the society we're living in, they don't give you your role. You don't know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, so your relationships are not working. I mean, if a man knows that his job is to try to please his woman and to take care of the financial situations, and in a society where there's not enough jobs and the men are kind of falling off because things are going crazy, and the women, they want to please a man, but they're mad because the man can't maintain their family. And they have to find a lot of the time to be the father figure and the mother figure, even though she can't do both jobs. She has to do a lot.
Absolutely. Why do you think men want to marry wholesome women but fool around with loose ones?
Well, me, I sit back and I say that if a man is interested in a woman and he's looking for sexual pleasure, he's going to look for somebody that knows what they're doing. And if he's dealing with a woman he wants to settle down, he's going to find someone that's a little bit more on to settling down. Because the woman that are not wholesome, the wholesome woman looks for a man to settle down with. And the unwholesome woman, she just maybe cheat on you today. You might be sleeping with her today and think she's your best girlfriend. And then all of a sudden tomorrow, another dude will come up and he'll be like, oh, you know, I got some money from you. What's happening? And she'd be going with that next guy, and you'll be sharing yourself with somebody else now. So I'm looking for somebody.
Do you think that men choose wholesome women because of, this is somebody that they want to be able to bring home to their family And then the reason why they choose loose women is because it's easier and there's no attachment, no commitment, and it's easier to fulfill their fantasies. And, you know, whereas they probably are not getting the same type of sexual pleasure from their lifetime partner.
Yeah, that would make a person change. But I've been looking for a wife. I don't have any particular one right now. And I really, really would look for somebody that was more into, let's just say, they would be trying to live a good life. I mean, I know that there's women out there that change their ways and they want to do different things and they're not really interested in their past life. I give them a chance. And let's say I got some pretty wild women around me. I don't know. I would have to give a chance to anybody because all of them is bad around here. I can't figure out which wholesome ones. I'm looking for queens. And most of them are running around in the street. They're going with four or five boyfriends. They have a whole bunch of stuff going on around it. Two or three baby fathers, you got to figure out which one you're going to fight with first or which one's not going to bother at all. It's really, really difficult out here now to find a relationship.
Yes, it
you're
is.
You're looking for something. I'd have to go to a mosque or whatever.
It is difficult for people to find wholesome relationships, but men are looking for, I'm glad you brought that up, but there are men out there looking for great relationships, and they find themselves, accepting and relationships for the sake of being in a relationship. And a lot of women don't, I hear a lot of women. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this show is to give some perspective on a lot of different things that can open up the minds of women and men in general. Because a lot of times, you never know what a man is thinking or a woman is thinking. We speculate all the time as to what a man is thinking, what he wants, what he doesn't want. But, instead of listening to the heart of a person that you're trying to get next to, people so many times compare the lifestyles with someone else's lifestyle instead of trying to build something for yourself. And a lot of times, even with men, they when they make choices of choosing a wife, they choose this person because they see qualities in this person that they want to stay connected to, and they feel worthy to be accepting in their life for a long time situation. However, like the gentleman said earlier about the sexuality, it's almost 95% of the time, sexuality plays a strong part in division in relationships.
If I find a woman that I really like, I will do things that make them flip out. If they're not sexually active after that, I don't know what to do for them. At least they'll be happy. I don't know. I'll be still no, but meanwhile. No, this is Ross Robbie. I'm on Facebook, so people come to my page. But the thing, what I'm more saying is that a man has to make his woman feel happy, and then she'll want to try more. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. But I think it's kind of hard when you get somebody that doesn't want to do this, doesn't want to do that. You try to do things to him. Oh, that's disgusting, or this is bad, or whatever. But the thing about it is, you and her supposed to spend the rest of your life together, and she doesn't want to do anything. Nah, it wouldn't probably work too long. It'd probably be better to get into a relationship, find out about her first, and then if she's not into that kind of stuff, and go ahead and look for somebody else that is. It really, really is crazy. But I'm not really judgmental.
I think part of the problem is a lot of people truly, truly don't talk about, okay, you have the beginning stages of when you began dating someone. But then when you take your relationship to the next level and you intend on saying, you both sit down and have a conversation about you want to take your relationship to the next level with regards to marriage, I think that all things should be laid out on the table and it should be open. And, hopefully if you're getting to the point where you're saying you want to spend the rest of your life with this person, that you should have a conversation about sexuality. I know, once that time comes for me, you know, I'm pretty open with everything. If I don't have, if we don't have a conversation about sexuality and what we expect from one another, then you're at a disadvantage already if you're not having those type of conversations. And if a person feels uncomfortable about, you know, a person that you're thinking of becoming a partner with, a lifetime partner with, is uncomfortable with talking about sexuality, then perhaps you don't need to be with that person, because it's a part of the entire unit. You know, people think that love alone keeps relationships together, but it's so many elements to keep a relationship together, and especially a marriage. And back on, you know, getting back to the topic, you know, and addressing men marrying wholesome women, it's because I think they do want somebody that they can trust. It's, you know, usually a person that's loose and out there, they're doing, you know, everything goes, and they don't have no boundaries, and so therefore they're not built for a structure. And most of the time they're not thinking about, well, I want to settle down with this person. They like their freedom, they're free agent. Any kind of person is a loose person, a loose woman. She's a free agent, meaning that she has purpose in her heart, that she doesn't want to be bound by any type of boundaries. She don't want to be held accountable, you know, to any one man. You know, that's just kind of where she is, and not judging that woman, if that's her lifestyle, but that's kind of where she is in her life. You know, the men and women go through that phase in their life where they're just, you know, there are no boundaries, and they do any and everything, and do whoever and whatever and however. So, you know, there are a lot of things that this topic is just like such a broad topic, because so many things can come out of, you know, why men want to marry wholesome women. But, you know, I'm so glad that you two gentlemen called in and just give your perspective on the topic this evening. Because I think, you know, this is kind of like a segment that, you know, I would hope that more men called in to kind of share their thoughts. And you guys have brought out some really valid reasons. But I kind of hear that the main thing is sexuality.
Yeah.
Well, sex is important, but it's also for breeding. So when you go out and do it, be sure that you know that if you do it, you might have a baby, and the girl may not be still interested in you. It may be just a one-night stand. I had a couple of times when I'm sitting back now wondering, what the heck did I do that for? So I'm taking my time now. I'm looking for the right one, and I'm trying to figure out, well, maybe I have to go to another state, you know, Jersey City, New Jersey, the whole area where I'm at is crazy. The girls like girls, the guys, I don't know what they're doing.
What do you guys look for in a woman? What is it going to take to say, yes, I want to be with this woman, you make this woman my lifestyle? Because a lot of women want to know, what makes a man just say that this is the woman for me, this is the one I want to spend the rest of my life with?
She has to be real. And she's got to be real. She can't be Barbie, because there's Barbies all running around here that can talk, even they don't have the same voice. If you catch them at the right time, you hear the real voice. She can't be, she has to be a working person, interested in trying to help out, interested in art, music. She has to be interested in culture, because I can have money and don't have no culture whatsoever and just be, America-minded and it's very, very difficult. I'm very much into my culture. I probably, like I said, go into the islands or something and find myself somebody that lives near some woods with some trees and some fruit trees growing in it. Not New Jersey. I don't know. I can't make any more decisions. I just basically let everybody do their thing, and when it's time, God will find the right one for me. The Creator is great at that, doing that. The right one will pop up.
Yeah, I'm going to read a couple of bullet points that I wrote out. Again, number two, we read number one. First of all, a man is seeking for love, and I hear that coming from you guys. And this may surprise many women, but men like to love, and they like being loved in return. And I keep hearing that. So, ladies, if you're out there listening all over the global area, here in the Detroit area, listen to what the men are saying this evening, that they do want to love somebody, you know, and they do want to have somebody that they can trust. Men are looking for a trustworthy girl, someone they can have faith in, and someone who will be there for them. Men are seeking women who are feminine, gentle, and kind, because deep down the qualities that make a woman a great mother are an attraction in themselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where is
these women at?
I'm sorry?
I brought up the topic of sex because that is the most common reason. But, yeah, I mean, definitely it is great to have someone that's very affectionate and passionate. And that's one of the reasons why a man would turn around and cheat, because, I mean, there's no more love. People done got comfortable and intent with each other. Like, oh, well, he ain't going nowhere. Or she never feel like doing this or this, doing that, or she don't do this. She don't comb her hair no more. We've been together for so long, she done got so comfortable. But, like, yeah, I mean, that's the reason my brother tells me and my brother is a good man. He cheats because it's no passion, no love at all, no affection. And I mean, then on top of that, no sex.
The one thing I haven't done is cheat. But like I said, what I do when I get a woman and she's with me, I do things to make her go, wow. She's like, what? I never had that. Everything. Nobody ever did that before. Oh, nobody ever did this before. And the only thing that is left is that they're either going to do whatever it is that will make me happy, or we'll probably be sitting here going, what in the world are these for? I'm not mad at all. Because as far as you say sex and stuff like that, if, like I said, if a man is willing to do things to a woman that she really, really, really never had done, or she just ain't really, let's say, most likely she'll turn around and reciprocate, but most men don't really, they get a woman that's like that and they just don't know what they're doing. It's like they get stuck, like, oh, well, she doesn't want to do this. What do I do? What do I do? Nah, man, you do what you have to do to make her happy. Especially, everybody knows what I mean. You just got to do your thing. If you don't do it right, then she's going to cry. It's not all about sticking it in and pumping up in it. Circumstances, everybody can do that.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah, I know you're going to agree with that.
If you were a kid again, I could sit back and say, I don't know what I'm doing, but you may not look it, but I'm like 40-something odd years old, and by now, I know what I'm doing. I wouldn't be forgetting anything. I don't even remember. Maybe I have to go and buy some of those pills at Viagra or something because I'm getting a little older, but other than that, I know I'm going. I just got to get the path to go on.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things, I was reading and talking with another brother the other day, and he said one of the main things that he felt like he preferred to marry a wholesome woman because of those elements of being able to build a quality life with the person. But he found himself, in a situation where he wanted to be with another woman because the person that he was with was always saying that, you know, sexually she had a headache, or she didn't feel like it, or she was making all kinds of excuses.
We all had those type of girlfriends.
If she's laying in my house and she got a headache, then something is wrong.
She always sick.
I'm gonna sit and massage her foot and massage her leg and massage her head, and probably by the time I'm finished, the headache hit me. Went, wow, I had a headache a little while ago. What happened?
It's some of them you cannot please. Like, I mean, something always wrong with them. Like, oh, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, my stomach hurt, I don't feel like it. But if they see you looking at somebody or looking at another woman, they're going to lose a headache. That stomach ain't go right away. They see you
trying
cause to
your face
pursue.
You be having a headache then because they're going to hit you.
Yeah, and one thing that men love is oral sex. Now, a lot of women don't never feel like doing it unless your girl mad at you or something. or she knows
you do it
she
to them first.
Well, I'm glad you kind of brought that up, that part of, you know, some of the things that get orally. Now, if you think, if that is something that your partner is uncomfortable with, as a man, do you think it's something that you can do to make your feel your partner feel comfortable with something like that?
No, it's not about the fact of being uncomfortable with it. It's just a lot of when you get lazy, you just don't want to do it. I mean,
okay. Why don't you guys have a lot of
you
got to
do it to them first. You can't let them do it to you first. They think like, oh, the guys always want you to do this, and they don't want to back. So you catch them first, and then they sit back and say, damn, I think I want to do that, because that guy really made me go crazy. I think I'm going to, matter of fact, they give you extra time, sit back and think about all the stuff that they didn't do to you. They're like, oh, wow, I got to make him freaked out and crazy after I'm finished with him, or he's going to leave me.
Yeah, but
all right,
I mean,
look,
a
I
got to
get off this conversation right now, because, I mean, like, I don't know. I got some stuff that's going on, and I enjoyed the conversation, and I'm definitely going to
keep
doing it. Yeah,
we certainly appreciate you. Okay.
Well, yeah. Thanks for coming through, man.
Bless. And I definitely have some friends requests I have to go and put in for. So I'm going to talk to y'all later.
All right.
All righty. We enjoyed your conversation. All righty. Lamar, are you still there?
No, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. This is my topic.
All right, I just wanted to quickly remind everybody, we have a lot of people hanging out on the switchboard. And if you want to speak to myself, please do select option one. Otherwise, I would just understand that you are tuning in just for the conversation and get some, helpful information. And I just want to quickly thank all of those people who are hanging out with us in the chat room. We certainly appreciate your presence here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're going to continue on in our conversation. We're not going to take any type of commercial break because, you know, we just need all the time because we have another show here thereafter. Again, one of the points that we brought up that, you know, men, of course, the sexuality, both of you guys touched on that, but I think that a lot of men marry wholesome women is because they have, because of an image that they're trying to maintain, especially if they hold, like, any type of political office or they, work for corporate America, things of that nature. You just can't, have a certain type of wife. When you hold those type of positions, we use the president and Mrs. Obama, that the president just couldn't be married to any loose booty girl. He can't be the first lady, and you out clubbing and hitting Sam, Michael, and James,
Michelle is liable to get cheated on. Like, nobody is safe from a cheater. You never know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, what happened with Bill and Hillary? Like, I mean, she was the first woman, and she got cheated on. Maybe if she wasn't doing what Monica was doing. And and look at it. He was the president of the United States. I mean, what him and his wife built together. I mean, it was great, and he risked it all for homosexual Monica Lewinsky. And that
right,
that's right
absolutely.
There is a prime example of what I've been saying. His wife was a classy woman, a great woman to build a traditional family with. I mean, but he
I think a lot of this stems from, when you think about the times of old, how the hunger and thirst of a man. This country was kind of built around, the basis of men being able to have more than one wife in certain cultures. So I think a lot of it stems from that as well, is that, a lot of the culture still believe in that. And so many people have this branded in their head, and they have a hunger and a thirst to have more than one person in their lives, and then sometimes when you grow up in society thinking about these things and this is branded in your head and branded in your mind and you have TV programs that you're constantly engaging in, and you see the behavior of people on a day-to-day basis. So this is something that, you know, is kind of, you know, instilled in you, you know, from a young age, you know, indirectly, so to speak, because we grow up learning about so many things. You know, I didn't, my mom talked to me about, you know, the birds and the bees, but in such a way where it wasn't so straight to the point. I learned most of my things of, you know, watching TV from other, you know, being surrounded in certain types of environments. So I think that a lot of times, you know, we don't understand that from a young age that we learn certain practices. And I think that we're taught to, that we should, you know, men are taught that they should get a good wife and marry her and raise, be the head of his household and raise a great family. However, we don't even address all the sexuality that's out here. It makes a person just hunger and thirst after, you know, many different, desires out there. You know, some people would marry a wholesome woman, like you guys stated earlier. They can find a wholesome woman, but if she is not willing to engage in some of his, you know, the sexual desires that he have, then, you know, that can cause him to want to fool around.
Yes, yes.
And I think that it's not addressed a lot, you know, and it's a sad situation, but that's the reality of our world today, is that, you know, we don't want to be cheated upon. I wouldn't want it to be cheated upon, but I do have a responsibility to my partner, and like I said earlier, I think that it should be a conversation about your sexual desires and things, you know, prior to you getting married, because I think that can somewhat, you know, rid yourself of, you know, unnecessary hurts in the future in a marriage. If you don't have a sexual appetite like your partner, that is definitely something that should be addressed early on, be prior to even getting married. And I think that if two people are not willing to talk about the sex, because sex is a part of the unit. I mean, it just, you know, it shouldn't be the main thing that draws you two together, but it's a part of it. You know, and like I said earlier, love alone is not just something that's going to keep the relationship together. You know, it's too many temptations out there. It's too many things that are, and, you know, I know my sisters are going to put me under the bus. You know, I'm like, I can't believe she's saying this. But it's the reality. You know, I'm going to keep it real. You know, I wouldn't want a brother cheating on me. But and I'm not going to give him any type of excuses for cheating. I think that if he has a desire to do certain things in the bedroom, then we should have a discussion about that. And if there's something that I, you know, I just, you know, can't see myself doing as my partner, you know, we kind of have a responsibility one another to, you know, to make one another feel comfortable with things. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of, you know, honey, this is how, you know, to make you feel, a person feel comfortable with what you're trying to do. There are certain things that, you know, perhaps I wouldn't want to do, but, you know, if my partner wants to do certain things, I'm not going to certainly off the dome say no, but I, you know, I am hoping that he would, you know, put me in a position where he would want to make me comfortable to engage in whatever it is that we, you know, because I'm going to use a little bit of the scripture, and, you know, this is not a religious segment, but, you know, I certainly engage in the scriptures. But the marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. So if that is the case, that means any and everything that we decide to do in our bedroom goes. And if a woman is uncomfortable with doing that, she needs to talk to her, you know, the two of them need to have a conversation about that. I would not want to marry a person who I feel like I couldn't be sexually compatible with, or I couldn't fulfill their needs. If I had a setback on that, then I already know that from the beginning, our marriage is almost doomed from the beginning if we can't even, you know, satisfy one another in certain aspects of our relationship. And I think that is something that everybody should consider. But I think a lot of people are just getting married for the sake of getting married. They want to marry nice, sweet, wonderful people, but they desire adventurous people. They desire somebody that, you know, don't have any boundaries, you know. And, you know, eventually that gets, you know, you get tired of that, but it's something that they need. It's something that they need to fulfill. It's something that is missing from them that they feel like they need to dabble over into this temptation here. Because I don't care how sweet the person you marry is and, you know, how, you know, strong you think they are, temptation is out there, and it's up to the two of you to do what it takes to keep that bond together and keep the outside temptation outside and not allow it in. But at the same token, we need to do things that keep one another, you know, satisfied, you know. You know, because men, you know I love to be challenged. And men love to be challenged. You know, I want somebody to stimulate my mind as well as me doing the same thing for them. So it goes to the both of you working together. Anything in your life you have to maintain, maintain your relationship. So it's just a lot of things you have to do in order to make a relationship work. And I think you just, you know, going back earlier, that's why me and Mary wholesome women because of the status and because they do want, you know, a sound life and a marriage and a great home and want to be leaders in their homes. But the same token, they have, you know, sexual desires that's just there. That, and if they're being unfulfilled, then that causes them to seek after somebody that perhaps they feel that can fulfill those desires.
Men, it's so much I can say about this topic. Men want their woman to be nasty. And, I mean, if I marry you, you're the only one I'm having sex with, only one I'm going to have sex with. If you want to keep it that way, I mean, let's just go out and do everything. You're the only one I'm doing it with. So let's do everything. So, I mean, be nasty. Be open-minded. Mm-hmm. Or try something new. I mean, if we're going to be together for years and years and decades, let's just, okay, we done did every position, every angle there is. I mean, just keep the ball rolling. Like, okay, well, I mean, but one thing about men, a real man is simple. And a lot of women never even had a real man before. They don't even know what it is. But men is simple. Women is the one that wants the cars, flowers, all that stuff. A real man just wants some money, some sex, sleep, and some food. Like, let me give you something I'm probably not supposed to tell you. If you just give your man, let's say you give your man head every day, you won't have no problems out of him ever.
Wait a minute, you said ever. So if you engage in that every day, you will never have a problem out of, is that your perspective on that you will never have a problem out
right.
of your man because
I mean,
you're doing that?
Yeah, you won't have, the sex, it won't have no problems in bed, no nothing. If all sex, it will calm down a man. You could shoot him, walk in the house and punch him in the face, and then go down on him. He'll forget you did ever did that. I mean,
oh my goodness.
It's
well,
not that
well,
hard.
I don't mean to cut you off. I need to interject for a moment. So,
okay.
You're saying forget the foundation of, you know, because I'm not saying that I believe that you should have a stronger foundation. Your relationship and your marriage should not be built on sexuality because if
I'm just saying, like, for a man, if he will cheat on a woman that gets him old sex every day or here and there. Because a lot of women, after they've been with that man for years, they don't do it. They stop. I mean, after you've been married for a couple of years, if, let's say, you give your man old sex every day, you shouldn't have a problem out of him. A man, a real man, is not hard to please. It's just like
somebody in the chat room says, sex will not keep a man. We have to go deeper. Amen, Ms. Harvey. I do agree with that. Because, I'm just going to keep it real. I have to have a deeper connection with my partner. It just can't be, I love adventure. I love the spiciness of, in a relationship. But I have to be connected spiritually or on a deeper level than a man. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about there has to be a deeper connection that the two of us have And that would be my basis of building a strong foundation. You know, me as a whole, and one of the things that I do want to point out, a lot of men think because women are wholesome or choose to live a wholesome lifestyle, that we're often boring in the bedroom or we lack experience, and that is not necessarily the case. So I think a lot of times men think about those things. They, oh, I'm a marry a wholesome woman. She's never going to cheat on me. She's never going to do this. She's never going to do that. And, you know, it's going to be the regular. This is my convenience. And it's not necessarily the case. Just because, I don't parade myself out there in the world, you know, to be with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, that doesn't mean that I lack the spontaneity in a relationship or the spiciness in the relationship to do some of the things, the nasty things, so you say, that my partner would want me to do. And yeah. I think a lot of men choose partners, you know, wholesome women saying, oh, you know, I'm just going to get the norm, but I'll go out here and fool around with Sally Sue because I know she's going to get down with the dirty. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when a man has a woman that can be wholesome and be wholesome for him and be able to, you know, satisfy him, his desires as well.
That is all we want. That is all we want. That's it.
But you men often forget that, you know, women have desires as well. So it goes both ways that, you know, we may have desires and things that, you know, we want to have. You guys do. And it's not just, you know, going down south. I mean, you know, some other things that, you know, you may want to be adventurous with. But, again, going back to the beginning of our conversation, it definitely should not be about, your foundation should not be built on sexuality. And I just want to make that very, very clear because, you know, you cannot build a strong foundation in a relationship or a lasting relationship on just on sex, because if you build your relationship on lustful desires, then you're not going to be with that partner for a lifetime. It's just not going to happen because you've already begun on.
One thing I want to point out: a lot of men that actually cheat, that sometimes men it's different between cheating and having an affair. An affair, let's say if your man is cheating on you, that means he's giving someone else your sex. But if he's having an affair, that means he's giving someone else your love. Some men just want that affection elsewhere, that love elsewhere. If he's all laid up with someone else and they just chilling and all this and spend more time than he's actually spending with you, that's an affair. And he's actually, that means your marriage is really over. But cheating, that doesn't mean the man doesn't love you. It's just he was seeking happiness or fun or thrill somewhere else. It was something he really wanted to do that you didn't want to do, or he didn't want to do with you. I mean, this is a very broad topic. It's millions of reasons.
Yeah, it is.
And I've cheated quite a few times in my past relationships, and I have a different reason every time. So that's why I'm so good at coming up with this reason why, man, cheat.
Wow, you became so transparent, Lamar.
I've had a very unusual past, so yeah, this is a perfect topic for me, and yeah, I have a different reason every time. So yeah.
Well, you know what? Quickly, let me just remember. I want to thank everyone. There's so many people hanging out on the switchboard. If you want to talk to me or, you know, speak on the conversation, please select option one. So many numbers here. I just want to thank you for hanging out with us and talking in on the conversation. But I do want to hear what you have to say. And all of you that are hanging out in the chat room, I love you, love you. You know, it's such a great, this is such a broad topic. To talk about, and it And it has a lot of core elements that you have to consider. A brother hit me up on Facebook asking me to have a show on polygamy. But I'm trying to line up a lot of people to discuss that because I'm not well-versed in that. That is something that I don't necessarily agree with, but I'm open-minded to have a show about it because there are a lot of people who are into multiple partners and doing certain things. So, you know, I'm going to enlist someone who's well-versed on that topic and talk about that. But, you know, we can talk about this all night long, but we'll never cover totally all the bases in 1 hour. But I think it just goes, you know, to show you that you know, I wanted to bring up that men do want, you know, good lives. They do want wives and want to be able to be in monogamous relationships with their partners. However, women, I'm going to tell you, sisters, it don't matter if you're black, white, Asian, you know, no colors with this statement I'm about to make. Stop saying to your partners, I have a headache. Stop controlling men with sex. Because once you open the door for that, you open up the door for a lot of temptation to come his way and for him to oblige and then follow through with that temptation. If you're constantly saying, I have a headache or just making up all kinds of stuff, I'm on my menstrual, just different things like that. You know, you play around with your partner. Those are tactics that you use to control your partner. And if you truly love your partner, you know, those things may be issues, when you actually tell them, but, you know, you shouldn't use that as something to control your partner because then you hurt your relationship and you ultimately, you know, drive your partner into the arms of another woman because you're using those things to become disconnected with that person. You're actually disconnecting yourself from your own relationship, and then you wonder down the line, well, why is he going to her, for this? And like you said earlier, Lamar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, I mean, like, why you go there? Why you gonna mess with the next door neighbor? Because you don't get headaches like you do.
I'm not giving my brothers no excuses either, but I'm just saying, as a woman, I'm never gonna be controlling no brother with no sex. I'm not gonna be saying I got no headaches, you know.
Yes. I mean, that just makes it too easy. Like, come on now. I mean, because men always see other women. Every single day of a man's life, he see other women he's attracted to. And, I mean, it'll be bad if your own woman makes it even more. It's just basically, it seems like it's encouraging. Like, okay, well, you're not getting here. And one thing that's selfish about someone that this lady don't want to do nothing, like, she doesn't want to do it, and she don't want nobody else to do it for you. So, I mean, that doesn't make any sense, but that's just the way it is.
But we have a few more minutes remaining in the show, but I just want to quickly, someone in the chat room, my closing thoughts are male and female relationships are already rocky, and that is so true that the relationship, the foundations of relationship today are already rocky, but we as if we're in relationships, we have to find a way to, you know, keep those relationships together. And as partners, as a team, you're supposed to come together, and when something's going wrong in the relationship, it's up to you guys to come together and figure out what that problem is, get to the core and the root of that problem so that you won't find, one of you going outside the marriage or the relationship. And understand why, you know, because you understand, women do not put men just in one box and say, you know, they just want to do this because they want to do it, they want their cake and eat it too. It's not always that cut and dry. It's not always the situation. And, you know, I think that we, you know, just if we learn to address issues head on before they even spiral into something or escalate into something so wildly and, you know, large and just something that we almost can't handle and so overwhelmed by, then we can dispel a lot of these things head on if we just address these things when we're faced with them. But I'm going to end this show because we have another show coming up, and I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to Live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Lettuce. with your host, Miss Michelle Alford, and Miss Lamar Stig was hanging out with me. And I thank all of you who called into the show and gave your comments, and all of you that tuned into the show and chatted with us in the chat room and gave your comments. We certainly appreciate you. And we will see you next week at the same time in the same place on a different topic. But we will table this because I feel like, you know, we have more people in the chat room with more responses, so we'll address those later on. I want to say God bless, good night, and I will see you next time. Peace.
Peace.
We could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while we paid.